blinds are down, the locks are changed, his cases packed and sent, some boxes for collection gather dust. They're shaking hands like strangers, cause that's all that either does. It's just the death of a marriage, there's no room left for trust. The bedroom they shared is advertised to let, and she's moved in with the kids. He's found himself a bedsit, it's handy for his job, but it's the death of a marriage that was too long on the skids. He spends a lot of time alone, cause maintenance is crippling, and he hasn't got the bread to do the time. He's restless and confused, not too certain what he wants, feeling guilty, cause he knows he's let her down. She's anxious and she's angry, and the kids are a pain, they miss their dad. Mom gets upset easily. She rings from time to time and they talk about her problems. She says he's got it easy, but of course he disagrees. Sometimes they meet for a lunchtime drink. He babysits and sometimes takes the kids out for the day. They both see other people, but they're scared to get involved. They've both been hurt too much already. There isn't much to say. Sometimes, almost by chance, they spend the night together and wonder how they managed on their own. But sooner or later, the arguments take over. It's just a dying marriage that refuses to lie down. Crises and neuroses, making some sort of adjustment as best they can, they cope. Huddled around the embers of the love that passed between them, they see each other growing older, and they're learning not to move. Blinds are down, the locks are changed, cases packed and sent, some boxes for collection gather dust. They're shaking hands like strangers, cause that's all that either does. It's just the death of a marriage, there's no room left for trust.